This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. We talk a lot on the show about monetary policy, specifically how the Federal Reserve sets interest rates in order to stimulate the economy or, more recently, slow it down. The government has another powerful tool at its disposal, fiscal policy, as in spending on programs like Social Security and other benefits, and cutting or raising taxes. A new paper out today from researchers at the San Francisco Fed found that fiscal policy contributed a lot to economic growth over the last few years. But over the next few, that's going to change. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
It's been a while since the federal government stepped in and boosted the economy with more than $5 trillion worth of pandemic relief aid.
The enhanced unemployment benefits have expired. The direct checks haven't gone out in quite some time. The Paycheck Protection Program has ended.
That's Michael Puglisi, senior economist with Wells Fargo. He says it's not like the government has reversed course and enacted huge spending cuts or tax increases. Instead, Puglisi says he can think of its current fiscal policy as pretty neutral.
It's neither acting as a material boost or drag on the U.S. economy.
And that's not necessarily a bad thing, says Menzi Chen, an economics professor at the University of Wisconsin. Chen says on one hand, we don't want the government making big spending cuts or tax increases to drag on the economy right now.
There's some worry about a recession coming, and you don't want the spending cuts to hit exactly at a time when you're at a sensitive point in the business cycle.
And on the other hand, Chen says we don't need fiscal policy to boost anything either. Remember, the Federal Reserve is trying to cool down the economy to bring down inflation.
Unemployment is still very low. GDP still seems to be growing quickly.
The economy is still strong in large part because of all that spending the government did earlier in the pandemic. Preston Mui is senior economist at the advocacy group Employ America. He says even though consumers aren't getting any relief aid right now, their finances are still pretty healthy.
Household balance sheets are doing really well in 2022 compared to 2019.
But Mui says we're still not sure how people's balance sheets will change now that the government's fiscal policy is more neutral, especially since student loan payments just resumed and pandemic-era childcare subsidies recently came to an end.
The worry would be that there's lags in how that manifests in the economy and the labor market.
Mui says it'll be important for fiscal policy to keep the economy afloat, especially, he says, as the Federal Reserve's monetary policy continues to slow things down. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.